So not only what you believe about your future is critical, what you believe about your past is also critical because of what you've been through. Now, I want to make a few points here. Jesus to the church of Laodicea in Revelation, and most theologians agree, the Jesus' admonishments to the churches at that time in that age where he visited them said, you're doing this and this good, but this, I have contention with you. I want you to change this. Then he gives them promises of rewards, but he also gives them warnings. If they don't walk, their lampposts will be taken. But the church of Laodicea, which a lot of theologians say that that's the church of our age, because this church believed that they were rich in need of nothing, but they were actually very poor in their spirits and they were in need of a lot of things. Jesus gives the most profound reward to those that overcome, that you will sit with him on his throne to overcome complacency and lukewarmness. In the body of Christ today will be one of the greatest victories in the West, because Jesus gives one of the most profound promises to them. But this is what he says to them to tie it all up. This is the famous verse from Revelation 3:20. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. The Lord just pummeled me in a good way about this whole concept, because this was to the church of Laodicea. This is to people that thought they had everything in God and they were in need, in great need in their spirits and in their hearts. He says, behold, these are believers he's talking to. He's not talking to the lost. He says, behold, I'm standing at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. Now here's the key. If anyone hears my voice, what the enemy spends all his time doing is trying to cause you and trying to shorten out your ability to hear the voice of God. Because he wants to not only knock on the door, he wants to come into your heart. And any areas of your heart that you've locked down from your history, that you've simply tried to survive on. There's some of you in this room here that have locked your heart down in places of pain because your home life isn't very good right now. It's full of conflict. There's some of you right now that have spent 10, 20, 30 years locking down things that you've been through in your history because you really thought that to walk in God in victory was just to walk by faith in the Spirit. That is true. It's critical. But if you've locked an area of your heart down, it is affecting you in the present. I will guarantee it. I will absolutely say this with as much authority as I can. If you've got something from your history in your heart, I'm not talking about the victory in your spirit. I'm talking about your soul, what you're carrying in your soul, what you're carrying in your heart area. There are so many Christians that have locked themselves down. This is what the Lord did to me when I started with getting all this reception from the Lord. I started learning how this ministry of caring for the heart. The only way that a Christian heart will open up, a Christian that's holding a lot of pain from their history in their soul or their heart area, the only way is when somebody cares for their heart. And I'm telling you, the church has to be a much safer place for that to happen. Because a lot of people come out and they say, I have been through this. In Sunday school, they start talking about the abuse that they've been through, and nobody knows what to do, so they shut them down. And that Christian learns, I will never open up again about that. It was embarrassing. That is not okay in the body of Christ. Jesus is so motivated for each of us sitting in this room, and he's knocking on our heart on the lockdown places that we carry every day. And if we want to learn to walk in victory, we open up to him. We let this perfect king, this leader that gave his whole life to us, paid for an atonement where he said he bore your grief and sorrows. He was pierced through for your transgressions. This was a messy day. Jesus didn't have a good time doing this for us. He was crushed for our iniquities, our perversion. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. The Lord told me, if you want to live in victory, you have to let me in your heart recesses. And sometimes it sounds so simple. We've heard it for so long. And I'm concentrating on this. And I said, okay, Lord, what is it you're wanting to do in me? I'm in a hotel room. I'm walking around. And I said, what's going on in my heart? All of a sudden, I start to cry. I feel this pain. I wouldn't have known at all if that stuff was there. I feel this pain. And all I can think about is how lonely I feel. Not because I'm away from my family. I'm an independent guy pretty much. You'd ask my wife. She's always trying to get my attention. I learned now that I got to give her attention. But the point is I can live by myself, no problem. It's never been an issue. It's kind of like my family is. But as a young boy, that's how I was. I'm the youngest of six, and I would walk around the farm and do all these kind of things. And because I was a pastor's boy, I had no friends. Whenever I came on conversations, they'd shut down because they didn't want my dad, who was a pastor's pastor, to know what they were talking about. So I was avoided. But I did some also in doing that. I shut down my heart to everybody, and I assumed that everybody was thinking and talking about me, which they weren't. I shut down all kinds of friendships, and I lived a real isolated life. And I didn't really know the Lord until maybe 12, but I didn't know about having an intimate relationship with him. And just in the last, I'm 35 now. In the last 6-7 years with my time at Voice, has the Lord begin to mend my heart as I've opened up? Even though I can walk in success in ministry and walk in success in the Spirit and by faith, which are all critical. But to open up my heart in a hotel room a week and a half ago and to be sobbing because of loneliness, I realized that my leader, Jesus, had just opened up something. He had knocked, and I opened it up to him, and he healed me in that area. Now I ask you with that, and this is my admonition. What does he want to do in your heart? Some of you are suffering greatly, and you hide it really, really well. What the Lord showed me is one of the most powerful components of the kingdom. It's free for me to care for somebody's heart, to let them open up. So many people don't do that because they think they're failing God by focusing on something in their past. Paul told us to press on to the future and to put the past behind you. What he meant, if you read that passage, he says, put your accomplishments behind you and put your failures. This is all behavior. It's impossible to put your beliefs behind you because what you believe on an everyday basis totally affects how you feel. How you live your life. And there's some of you that have a lot of pain. Some of you aren't even aware that you have pain. I was at this conference and this stuff seemed real emotional and all these kind of things. But what it was happening is that people's hearts were open up and they were asking questions of Jesus. Jesus, I was hurt by dad doing this, this, and this. And they were asking Jesus questions like, what did that do to my heart? Jesus, how did that hurt me? Jesus, will you come in and heal that hurt? It sounded like Jesus was sitting right there in the room with them. I mean, we have prayer ministry here. We have similar things that happen like that in Theophostic prayer ministry. But what I saw, they had filmed 10 testimonies of couples all over North America. What I saw was couples in a conservative denominational church. What I saw was couples, married couples, that could not stand each other before they submitted themselves to a week of allowing Jesus and allowing their spouse to carry for their heart, and it transformed them. I'm looking at couples that have more connection than I do with my wife in 2 years of marriage. I know all the marriage stuff. I'm a marriage and family therapist, or I was. I've sat with hundreds of marriages. And the Lord convicted me. He showed me, just out of sheer ignorance, areas that I've neglected my wife and not really cared for her heart. And I say that to say that your heart has not been cared for in many arenas in life. And what I'm saying, here's my point. I can't get you all into all your stuff today. I'm not trying to do that. Well, I want to motivate you. I want to motivate you with the love that God has for you. Jesus, when he's let in, he always heals. He doesn't stop and say, well, I don't know if you've been good enough for me in these areas. You've opened your heart to me, but I got to pass you over. I'm sorry. He doesn't do things like that. The difficult part is opening up because we've spent a lifetime putting this stuff away. We've spent a lifetime compartmentalizing. And in fact, the paradox is God created our minds to do that. He knew full well you and I were going to be born into an evil world that is full of free will. And when people have free will, they have the capacity to choose evil like we can hardly fathom. And some of us have been victims of that. All of us have been victims, but I don't want to take a victim mentality. Because Jesus created your mind to get through pain, but he also made it available on the atonement. And when he stood up and quoted Isaiah 61 in Luke chapter 4, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What he said is that he was coming and he's going to start his ministry of healing the brokenhearted. I'm going to submit to you, every person in this room, unless you're 100% walking in the Spirit, 100% peaceful all day long in your emotions, every single one of us are brokenhearted in some areas or recesses of our hearts. And what I'm trying to do is not to fix everybody, because I can't do that. What I'm trying to do is understand that your lover of your soul, Jesus, is motivated to open that stuff up and to heal it. These people that transform their marriages. I mean, we had stories of a missionary couple in service, walking with the Word of God, and had children, adult children, 27 years. She was a counselor in Colorado Springs, heard the founder of this type of ministry, heard him speak about involving prayer into the counseling. And what she did is she became undone, and she shared it on video. She was a closet lesbian. Didn't like those thoughts. Wanted to get away from those thoughts. It was hindering their marriage. She had a major league shutdown from the abuse that she went through in her history on her marriage night. Surprised both of them greatly. This is not new to me. It might be new to many people in here. But when I've heard for thousands of hours stories of what people deal with, I could sit here for half an hour and an hour and tell you story after story that might really shock people in here. This is what's happening, though, in reality. 1 week of submitting herself to letting Jesus open up her heart and begin to come in and heal, totally transformed. She said she hasn't even had one thought. I was looking at people that were transformed by the categories of sin that is the hardest thing for the church to be delivered of. And you know what it was done through? So, I mean, at night and day, what people are dealing with. You know what it was done through? Allowing their heart to be opened up to the Lord and then to their spouse. Letting somebody really in. It is easy to live in your marriages and in your families a life where you're not opening up to anybody at any time. And some of you desire that greatly in your spouse or somebody close to you, and they're not doing it at all. In fact, they're harming you. They're injuring you. Well, the thing I found out about God is he cares about that big time. And he will shore you up and he will heal your heart of these things. And so as I close today, what I want you to know, what you believe about your past and the hard areas, anywhere you've locked down, all of us have been emotionally damaged in some sort, that Jesus is motivated to open you up and to heal you. Opening up is terrifying for many people. Some of these couples that gave testimonies, they barely could think because they were going into counseling for the first time in their lives. But I'm telling you, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The Lord has been challenging me to walk on my victory in the Spirit, in the Word. But He's not letting me get away now to the areas of my heart that I've ignored. And church, I want to admonish you today in a loving way. We have to be able to sit with people and let them share what's going on in their heart. They can't be judged. If they sense judgment in one form at all, they will shut down, go back in. It's like a turtle coming out, peeking his head out of this protective shell. And if you take a little baseball bat and you knock that turtle on the head, he'll go right back in. We have to have a loving, caring atmosphere. And what the Lord finally, you know, I'm always asking the Lord, sum this all up for me. And it gets back to simplicity. He said, I'm teaching you how to love. This is what I think of my people. He sees what's going on in your heart. He sees the pain you're carrying. There's Christians that go to heaven every day carrying levels of pain in their heart. I'm not talking about a heaven issue. I'm talking about living in victory for the days ahead. I'm talking about not just using spiritual principles and believing on them, although that's critical, it's important. And what I mean by that is knowing that you're forgiven because you've read Scripture and feeling forgiven. How many of you would actually like to feel forgiven today? That's what's going on in your heart. You can have a life vitality in the kingdom, in the emotional areas, because that's what your heart is. That's the soul part of you. And I just want to do this as we close. I just want to give opportunity to anybody that's been stirred in an area or the Lord is highlighting something to you. If you just want to stand, don't be shy. I mean, it's nothing to anybody. What God cares about is not what other people are thinking about you. What He cares about is what's going on inside of you. This is what love is, where it's made very, very clear. We can be super successful in ministry. We can have the most intense prophetic gifts. But in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, you can do all these profound things in ministry, but if you don't do it with love, you're nothing but a clanging cymbal. And the only way that you can truly love is to let your heart be open to the Lord and for Him to minister today. And I just want to pray for you. As you stand before the Lord, Lord, we just come before You today. We thank You, God, that You're a God that has died for us, that has paid for everything for us. You're a God that loves us so much that You want to enter souls today. Not for the new birth and the Spirit. You want to enter souls today to mend hearts, to heal those things where people have been severely damaged by dysfunction, by parents, by church, by bad spiritual leadership. And You want to mend them and heal them. Holy Spirit, will You begin to heal even today? Will You reveal truth? Jesus, will You give insight on how they've been hurt? And what do You want to do about that hurt, Jesus? Jesus, I ask that You'd reveal purpose today to Your people. I ask for wisdom on an individual basis about how to be drawn into this relationship with You where You can minister to them, where they can simply sit before You and open up to You and ask You for insight and wisdom on those hard areas. I thank You, Lord. Father, I bless every person here. I ask for an increased capacity for all of us to receive Your love. to feel the blessing of your heart, to have recognition what you've already done for us on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I just want to say, as you go, the whole purpose of this whole thing today was to motivate you to understand that Jesus wants to do this. And we can't create it and make it all happen today. But it's start that you start to give time to the Lord to be able to mend you and to be honest with yourself about what you've been through. And understand that this is a soul ministry. It's not the new birth. Your victory is set in God. Whether you carry pain or not, your victory is set. But this is God's motivation to heal your heart. I'm just curious, how many of you felt stirred up a little bit about things that God wants to do in your heart today? Amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you Tuesday night.